I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The film No One Knows About Persian Cats is not about Persian cats. It's a peek inside the indie music scene in Tehran. The title is a metaphor. Iranian musicians, much like Persian cats, are forced into hiding. But no one knows about Persian cats? Well, not exactly. It turns out that musicians in Tehran do have an audience. It's just that they have to be careful. Iranian authorities will arrest any performers and fans they catch. Bahman Ghobadi directed and co-wrote No One Knows About Persian Cats. He says his commitment to making the film as realistic as possible made it difficult to shoot.
When you're shooting a film about underground subjects, you therefore become an underground filmmaker. And your film also becomes an underground film. And we wanted to keep the location secret because we were afraid of the police coming in later and taking away the locations of these musicians.
So you did essentially a lot of guerrilla filming.
I did become a guerrilla filmmaker, and the camera became my weapon because I was depressed and I had a lot of rage, and the process of filmmaking and making music with these musicians and spending time with them became sort of like a music therapy for me, and it opened a new window to art and to life. It changed me a lot in a very different way, and it felt like I had grown all of a sudden for about 5 or 6 years.
I was going to say, I mean, given the kind of subversive nature of this movie, especially with the regime in Iran right now, this is kind of a one-off. You get one chance to do this, essentially, right?
Yes, and this actually made me very sad, the fact that I knew I could not return. And because I knew I could not go back, and this is my one and only chance to make a film, I found a story that would allow me to show different kinds of music, hip-hop, rock, indie. And my other intention was to show the real Tehran, and I believe this is the only film that shows Tehran in its full reality as it is, uncalm and tense and nervous.
Now, Bahman, with you in the studio is a member of one of the bands in your film, Obash, with the group Yellow Dogs. Obash, we'll talk to you in just a sec, but let's have a listen to a scene where we see Yellow Dogs on a roof in downtown Tehran, and you're playing music. So, Obash, you guys are on the roof there. The power cuts out and kind of echoes a little bit the Beatles at the end of Let It Be, except their power doesn't go out. You're one of the lucky groups to get out of Iran and make your music and live your dream. You're in New York right now, right?
Yes, we just settled down in New York.
One thing that becomes very apparent in this movie is that there is a deep pool of musical talent in Tehran. And I'm just wondering, is that the case because Western rock and pop is so far out of reach for most people in Iran and you kind of have to make the music yourselves? Or is it just a form of expression that people don't have and you're going to use it any way possible?
All of these guys that you see, they hear and they listen to the music that they download from the internet and they find their taste, and so they want to make their own kind of music. And so now that you see all of these genres in this film, like from rap, blues, rock, that's all these individual artists wanted to make.
I just want to add something to that, and that is after the 1979 revolution, everything was really shut down. There was no entertainment for these kids, for the younger generation. So they had no way of letting their energy out. Even if they wanted to have a walk with their boyfriend or girlfriend outside, they couldn't do that. So they were imprisoned at home, and they were left with their internets, with very slow and filtered internets. Another thing is that I noticed while making the film that the reason a lot of them sing in English and try to have English music out is because they cannot be heard in Iran, inside Iran, and therefore they're giving themselves a chance of being heard through international festivals and perhaps find a way to leave Iran.
Obash, tell me, I mean, with Iran's very young population, how hopeful are you for them? And how hopeful do you think music can be for a way out for these people to express themselves?
You know, entertainment for young people in Iran, it's like really low. But right now, everyone knows that under the pressure, the art just bloom. You know, like Picasso's best picture is when he like painted a picture during a war.
Bahman, let me ask you a final question, and it's about a very touching scene in your movie that features a very talented guitarist and songwriter, and he's teaching music to, I guess, refugee kids and orphans in Tehran. He's not really into being a star. He seems to be kind of a true believer in the power of music and seemingly representing something else. Tell me about him.
His name is Shervin Najafian, and I heard that he plays for Afghani and Iraqi and Kurdish kids for hours, and I got the idea to create that scene where you see these kids do not have any guitars or any instruments, and I got the idea of creating this scene of making them imagine the instruments instead. And I heard that about a month ago the police invaded Shervin house, and they took his computer and everything he had, and he was he had to escape Iran. He's currently in Amsterdam, not because of the film, but because of some other music he had sang before.
Well, Shervin provides a small but powerful human snapshot, one of many in the movie No One Knows About Persian Cats, and we'll go out with some music from Shervin Najafian. Bahman Gobadi is the director of No One Knows About Persian Cats and Obash of the group Yellow Dogs featured in the film. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
جنوب شهر اونجا که بمب است نفس اونجا که خواب و خیال زندونی میشه تو قفس وسط یه زبدرم.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.